Transport in Melbourne is a real mixture of new and old. With a population of over 4 million people, we use many forms of public and private transport. Within the heart of the city, cars and bicycles are used as private transport to go to work or school. The major train stations are all located around the central business district and connect the suburbs to Melbourne. They also bring people to and from other states and cities. Melbourne is home to a large tram network. It has been used for over 120 years. Currently, trams work all around the city centre and reach out into the inner suburbs too. A new initiative for transport within the city is a bicycle hiring system, where people can pay to borrow a bicycle for a day to ride around the city. Public transport is very important for Melbourne's population, as hundreds of thousands of workers and students come into the city every day. However, in the outer suburbs, trains do not connect major regions, as all lines move towards the city. Instead of trains and trams, buses are used to provide transport between commercial, industrial, and residential areas. Melbourne's large population cannot be moved by public transport alone. Many people use cars or trucks. Particularly in the outer suburbs, the car is vital for transport, as public transport cannot reach all areas. Melbourne has a large road and highway network all around the city to allow fast travel for those travelling into, out of, and around the city. Melbourne has two airports, Tullamarine and Avalon. Tullamarine is the second busiest airport in Australia and provides both domestic and international flights. No tram or train services reach the airports, so special airport bus services run from the city. Melbourne has Australia's largest international freight port. The ports are also home to the Spirit of Tasmania, a ferry service running between Melbourne and the state of Tasmania.